Terry Flowers stands at the front of a shiny black charter bus. He talks over a loudspeaker as it weaves through the neighborhood.
South Dallas is defined by the residents who live there as everything south of I-30. So once you pass,
along with being the area's de facto historian, Flowers is headmaster of the St. Philip's School and Community Center. That's where the Federal Reserve held the first of its Fed Listen sessions. According to census data, South Dallas is home to some of the city's poorest neighborhoods. Richard Clarida, vice chair of the Federal Reserve, heard from people about the need for more well-paying jobs.
This is a broader problem in our country, is that the people aren't where the jobs are.
Others said to attract business and jobs, South Dallas needs better access to things like transportation and high-speed internet. Fed officials also heard from local nonprofits that are working to improve access to credit and cut down on predatory lending. Robert Kaplan, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, says many of the challenges he heard point to the need for meaningful and stable employment.
It reminds me there's no substitute for somebody having a job. And when you have a job, it makes progress on a lot of these other issues more possible or even more probable.
The Fed plans to continue these listening sessions across the country throughout 2019. It plans to gather recommendations and issue a report next year. Saida Hassan, KERA News.